WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
That's pianist Connie Crothers and tenor saxophonist Lenny Popkin playing a line by their mentor, pianist Lenny Tristano. Tristano's music was a matter of cool surfaces, long and undulating lines that go on forever, a lean, pale saxophone sound, and low-key timekeeping from bass and drums. His influence is so pervasive on a new album by the Crothers-Popkin Quartet, Love Energy, on the New Artists label, that you can't talk about them without talking about him. The record leads off with Lenny Popkin's tribute, LT. That tune reveals this album's main weakness, melodies that snake up and down rather predictably. But Crothers and Popkin remember one aspect of Tristano's music other disciples forget, the heat and passion lurking beneath the cool facade. Here's the last minute of Soul in Minor. The most low-key piece on the album is a version of Irving Berlin's How Deep is the Ocean. Pianist Crothers starts improvising from the opening bars without stating the melody. She could have just given the piece a new name and claimed it as her own, as jazz musicians do. But the title, How Deep is the Ocean, sets the tone for the performance's oceanic drift. Everything moves in slow motion, like life underwater. Quartet's bassist is Cameron Brown, who also studied with Lenny Tristano. On drums is Carol Tristano, Lenny's daughter. Brown is a fine and underrated bassist, best known for his work in smoking bands like the George Adams Don Pullen Quartet. He's one ex-student whose playing doesn't proclaim his pedigree, though it does reflect his teacher's linear sense. Tristano liked his rhythm sections to be subservient to the front line. Crothers and Popkin give their rhythm players room to make their own statements. It's one way they improve on the original. Lenny Tristano's disciples often say he helped them find themselves musically, yet most of them make music strikingly like his. One critic I know compares her approach to that of ghost bands, swing orchestras like Glenn Miller's that carry on long after a leader's death. But Tristano's legacy deserves to live on, and Crothers and Popkin are well qualified to preserve it. They've internalized his concepts so thoroughly, their music rarely seems secondhand.